W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty connected with that arrest of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family believed all officers involved should be charged in his death.
It was very, very hard to watch the video and to see them do what they did to my son. And I think that all of them should pay.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells. President Biden in Baltimore announcing a $4 billion project to replace an aging rail tunnel.
If this line shuts down in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
It is funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A search for survivors continues at the scene of a suicide bomb that hit a mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar, Pakistan. It killed at least 59 people. This is ABC News. The CEO of TikTok is set to testify before Congress.
Popular video sharing app TikTok is facing growing backlash on Capitol Hill as lawmakers cite concerns that the Chinese-owned platform could share user data with China's government. Republican Senator Josh Hawley has proposed a nationwide ban on TikTok, citing national security risks. In March, TikTok's CEO will now testify to lawmakers for the first time. The House Energy and Commerce Committee says the hearing will cover TikTok's privacy and data security practices, the platform's impact on kids, and its relationship with the Chinese Communist Party. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Lisa Loring, who played TV's first Wednesday Addams in the 1960s series The Addams Family, has died. Loring's representative confirming to ABC News she passed away on Saturday surrounded by family. Loring first starred as Wednesday when she was 6 years old. That role has attracted new attention with the success of Netflix's series Wednesday. Loring was 64. Andy Field, ABC News.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So we need to talk about Ron DeSantis's fascist paradise, a.k.a. Florida. This is truly problematic, substantially problematic. I don't know how to say it beyond that. I mean, we've got now teachers in Florida who are having to pull books off the shelves because they're literally facing felony charges. This story from The Independent this morning, I think, kind of lays it all out. Andrea Phillips, they write, a Florida teacher for more than a decade, started her day on Wednesday, this was last week, with an act that went against every instinct she has as an educator. Following orders issued by her school district, she removed dozens of non-curriculum books from her classroom, stripping the shelves bare. The new guidelines issued by Duval County Public Schools earlier that day require teachers to remove all books that do not appear on the state-approved reading list pending a review by a, quote, media specialist. She said, I've never seen anything like it. She said, it feels cold without all my books. It doesn't feel like the classroom and the environment that I built. But, you know, the legislature in Florida, Republicans in the legislature in Florida, collaborating with Ron DeSanctimonious, put together a law that was passed in March of last year that, you know, in addition to don't say gay, now you've also got don't say black. And between these two laws, any book in the Florida public schools that talks about issues of blackness, issues of race, or that talks about gender identity or, you know, issues having to do with LGBTQ Americans have to be removed from the bookshelves. I would remind you that this was one of the very first things the Nazis did in the 1930s. They purged the schools of books written by Jewish authors. And then after that, they went in and started purging public libraries and holding large public event book burnings that literally thousands of people would come to and applaud and bring their own books to throw onto the fires. This is dangerous not just because of what it is, but because of how contagious it is. And we know this from the experience of Germany and Italy in the 1930s and 1920s, respectively. And in addition to DeSantis and the law, now there are these organized groups, at least one of them funded in part by right-wing Michigan billionaires, and billionaires from other parts of the country as well, but Michigan billionaires that appear to be connected to the DeVos family. these, you know, like the Moms for Liberty group and other groups that are encouraging their people to show up at school board meetings all across the country. They're passing out pamphlets and things claiming that there's pornography in our books. In one meeting that was described in the media this morning, they came to a school board meeting and passed out, quote, pornographic excerpts from the books that they want banned to all the children. Oh, yes, this pornography is so terrible the children can't see it. Here, kid, have some. And these people are not really concerned about the children. Fascism always uses children as its excuse to be fascism. This is just pure, plain and simple, good old-fashioned fascism. And, you know, I think we need to be calling it out for what it is. This has nothing to do with protecting children. There is nothing in any of these books that any of these school children, any child old enough to read, is also old enough to go on the internet and not only find any of these books or read their Kindle versions online or you know, download the Audible book on tape of any of them, but also to go to the porn sites on the internet. I mean, if these people were seriously, and I, you know, I ranted about this last week, you know, that we need a .xxx domain for the internet so that, you know, that requires a credit card to get into, so that, you know, children don't have such easy access to porn. I realize it's not going to stop anything. You know, I, you know, my dad didn't collect Playboys, but my best friend's dad did when I was 8 years old. I mean, you know, we kids will find a way, right? But the point is that if these people had a genuine concern about their children being exposed to pornography, they would not be yelling and screaming about Catcher in the Rye being in the school library. But they don't have a genuine concern about that. This is not about, you know, we're concerned about the children seeing or reading bad things. This is that they are concerned about the children learning the actual history of America. They are concerned about the children learning the actual history of fascism around the world. They're concerned about the children learning the history of right-wing populist movements that, in case after case after case, have led to mass murder. And they don't want kids to know this. They want to raise a generation of kids who are as blissfully ignorant of these things as, frankly, I was going to school in elementary school in the 1950s. I mean, you know, most of us old farts learned this stuff well into our adulthood. And we should have, frankly, learned it in school. We would have a better understanding of America. We would have been, you know, better prepared to deal with and interact with and understand what was going on in the civil rights movement and in the gay rights movement, or the women's rights movement. But all of those things, the history of the women's movement, the history of the gay movement, or what's now called LGBTQ movement, the history of the civil rights movement, the history of Hispanic farm workers and Cesar Chavez, all of that was missing from our school books in the 1950s. And that's what these guys want to take us back to. They want to take us back to, you know, pre-1954, before the Brown versus Board decision, before schools were integrated, when all white schools were the only, you know, public schools of any value of you know, that provided good education. I realize there were a lot of good black teachers who were desperately trying to teach black kids in all black schools and doing their very best, but they were so under-resourced. But they want to take us back to a time when our schools are segregated, and the white kids learn absolutely nothing about this so that they can grow up to be just as bigoted and fascist and homophobic as their parents. Is society going to tolerate this? I think that, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I have been wrong many times in my life. I've been wrong about politics. But I believe that this is going to backfire on Ron DeSantis. It may well get him the Republican nomination for president, although I don't think it's going to. I think, frankly, the guy who is at this moment most likely to be the Republican nominee is Brian Kemp. of Georgia. But that's a whole nother conversation. I mean, he's positioning himself like Mitt Romney, but he's got the wink nod of the racist past in Georgia, which is exactly what, you know, Richard Nixon was doing, exactly what Ronald Reagan was doing. I'm just a moderate. Oh, but we've got to deal with these criminals, all these drug crimes. And it was wink, wink, nod, nod, deal with the black people. But anyhow, this is frankly something we should not be tolerating. Also, Adam Kinzinger, hashtag fella, tweeted this weekend, thanks Seattle Times for this list of people who made fun of Paul Pelosi. Let's hold them accountable. And, you know, he's got this list of the people who amplified this conspiracy theory that the guy who broke into Paul Pelosi's home didn't break into his house. He was actually his gay lover, which was, you know, a lie. It was a lie from the get-go. Well, why was Paul Pelosi in his underwear? Well, because it was in the middle of the night and he'd been woken up and dragged out of bed. So who was amplifying this conspiracy theory? Well, Ted Cruz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Clay Higgins. These are all members of Congress. Clay Higgins, Mark Robinson. He's the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. Mary Williams Benefield, the Republican State House candidate in Georgia. Royce White, Republican State House candidate in Minnesota. Senator Wendy Rogers, Republican of Arizona. State Representative Anthony Sabatini, Republican of Florida. Representative Claudia Tenney, Republican of New York. And then these prominent figures, Glenn Beck, Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk, Dinesh D'Souza, Devin Nunes, Ryan Fournier, Michael Savage, Sebastian Gorka, Roger Stone, Pete Hegseth, Donald J. Trump. Right? These are the people who were spreading this vicious lie to justify an attempted murder of the husband of the Speaker of the House of Representatives. And the people who listened to them, I mean, this guy called into a radio station from, I guess he's out of jail now, on bail. He called into a radio station the day before yesterday and said, you know, I should have killed them all. I'm sorry, I failed. It's amazing.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I got good news for you right after the break. There's a 641 mile range electric car coming. Stick around.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and therefore it's important that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So, introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste. Our dogs love it. Packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. Our dogs Blue and Chewy get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life with Dynavite as that meal topper. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products the way that our pets have. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. So our good news for the day. This is amazing. You ever heard of the Zeekr? The Z-E-E-K-R, it's the sister company of Volvo, and they've got a car. It's called the Model 001. And so far, it's only been sold in China, but it's coming to the United States and Europe in the next few months. It's been on sale in China since 2021. It has a 100-kilowatt battery pack, a 435-mile range. It goes from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds. And it charges a 350 kilowatt charge rate, so it charges to 80% in 10 minutes. It has a 810-liter trunk space, and it sells for $48,000. Now, you know, the Nissan Leaf you can buy now for, what is it, $23,000, I think, around in the low 20s. So there are, you know, very cheap electric cars now. This would be a little more expensive, 48 grand, but you know the only car that has, and then the new version Zeekr has partnered up with CATL, C-A-T-L, the world's largest battery manufacturer, and they've got this incredible new volumetrically dense battery that gives the car a 1,000 kilometer range, 600 plus miles.
and it can charge from 10% to 80% in only 10 minutes, a range of 641 miles. The closest competitor to that is the Tesla Model S long range, which has a 440 mile range and charges 10 to 80% in 30 minutes and costs $117,000. So this is a big step forward. I think we're just at the early stage of the consumer mass market curve on electric vehicles. And it's going to be a fascinating time. All righty, let's pick up your phone calls here. Bob in Waynesboro, Virginia. Hey, Bob, it says here you disagree with me about what?
Ukraine.
Okay.
You put all this blame on Putin constantly, and I'm convinced that this is Biden's plan. And I'll give you the proof. Are you familiar with the phone call that the Russians intercepted between Victoria Nuland and the ambassador that was stationed in Kyiv at the time?
I am, but that has nothing to do with why Putin invaded Russia. Putin told the world just a few months ago that he invaded.
Ukraine,
because Ukraine has historically been part of Russia, that Ukraine is not even a country, that Kyiv used to be the headquarters of the Russian Empire, and therefore he's just taking back his own land. Putin has told us this on several occasions, Bob.
I'm sorry, Tom. If you listen to that call word for word, it involves three people, basically. Sullivan, Noonan, and Biden. That call is a plot to overthrow the elected government of that country.
Of what country?
Of Ukraine.
Yeah. Bob, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to go any farther down this rabbit hole. Morris, hang on. I just put Morris on the line here, but I just realized I've only got 20 seconds. I should have let Bob go on for another 20 seconds. But bottom line here, even Putin is saying that he didn't invade Ukraine because of Victoria Nuland or any of this other BS, or because back in 1991 George Herbert Walker Bush said NATO is not going to expand. These are excuses, and they are being pushed really heavily by Russian intelligence pretending to be Americans on Facebook and on Twitter. You can find it any day. You can find this stuff. It's easy to find, and you know exactly who they are and what they're saying. And, I think, frankly, it's very sad that you've got Americans going down this rabbit hole. It's tragic. We'll be back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Your phone calls on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-6-
WAUK.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty connected with that arrest of Tyre Nichols, who died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family believed all officers involved should be charged in his death.
It was very, very hard to watch the video and to see them do what they did to my son. And I think that all of them should pay.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells. President Biden in Baltimore announcing a $4 billion project to replace an aging rail tunnel.
If this line shuts down in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
It is funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A search for survivors continues at the scene of a suicide bomb that hit a mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar, Pakistan. It killed at least 59 people. This is ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll keep woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program.
You probably already know there are data brokers out there selling your internet data off to companies who want to serve you a targeted ad, but you might be surprised to learn that they're also selling your information to the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS. That's why, to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. When you've connected to ExpressVPN, your IP address is hidden, making it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. That's why for almost a decade now, I've used ExpressVPN. I have the app downloaded on all my devices, phone, computer, even my home Wi-Fi router. All I do is tap one button and I'm protected. It's that easy. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom right now and get 3 extra months free through my special link. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. 35 minutes past the hour, and welcome back. Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I got my tongue in my cheek, but let me tell you something. If I was Bill Barr, I'd bring a lawsuit against you for defamation of character.
Uh-oh.
You refused this man. Oh, yes. You've accused this man of sedition, criminal conspiracy, of being a traitor, haven't you? Unethical behavior, obstruction of justice, espionage violation. This is not freedom of speech. This is defamation of character. And if he was a bad guy, Jack Smith would be on him. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I think you're wrong. Everything I say in the article, I back up with hot links to other sources. And B, if I was sued, I think the discovery would be fascinating. what you'd be able to learn about Bill Barr.
Okay, if you're going to be talking like that, then, okay, we need to get you on MSNBC, maybe with Arlie. Maybe you know Jake Tatum.
Well, I'm not unique in saying this. I mean, it's, Ellie Hunnick wrote a book about this, you know, Hatchet Man. So.
Yeah, I heard that call earlier about that. We might include him in the lawsuit. But anyway, when you think about what you're saying, Tom Hartman,
God forbid.
About, you have a middle initial, by the way, so when we got the papers, they ever get your name right. But if you think about what you're saying, I mean, I'm listening to you, Tom. What you're saying, this is some deep, deep stuff. I think what's happened to us, we've just gotten acclimated to just being numbed out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how could you teach civics today? If you were teaching civics today, Tom, do you think you could teach civics today in America?
Probably not in a way that would be acceptable to the right-wingers who show up at school board meetings, but yeah, I'd love to. You know, the fact of the matter is that it looks like Reagan committed treason to become president. According to the president of Iran, who was there at the time, certainly that's what happened. Bill Barr helped cover that up. It looks like Donald Trump committed treason in getting elected and several other situations, and Bill Barr helped cover that up. I mean, you know, that's why, you know, William Safire back in 1992 in the New York Times called him cover-up General Barr.
Gee whiz, Tom, I just can't believe a man could be that nefarious. And I'd have to answer for it. That's all I'm saying. I mean, Jack Smith got to look into this guy. And by the way, that lawsuit that they got on with the voting machines, can the courts force the sale of Fox?
If they force Fox into bankruptcy, then yeah. But that, you know, there's so much money now in News Corp. You know, now that they own the big movie studio, and they've, I mean, you know, Rupert Murdoch has more money than God. So no, I don't think that they would succeed in destroying Fox. They may walk off with a $1 billion settlement, but you know, that's just 6 months' profit or whatever it is for Fox.
Well, we'll see you in defamation court, Tom. Thank you very much.
Yeah, God forbid. Morris, thank you for the call. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
Oh man, so many things. A roller coaster, emotional roller coaster when I listen to you, especially today. You are America's high school and grade school history and civics and social studies teacher.
Well,
extraordinaire.
Thank you.
Listen, I originally was going to suggest that we do for young people first starting out in their work life, you know, like 15, 16 years old up to age 22. I was going to suggest that we do for them a favor like we do for many seniors. Whatever money they earn, because most of the times it's minimum wage work, especially when they're trying to save up money for school. And since we don't have tuition-free college anymore, thanks to Ronald, that we allow them to keep all their earnings. They pay no Social Security tax, no income tax, zero, zip, nada. That would be my suggestion. And it doesn't have to be permanent. It could be just a temporary deal like we did with the arms ban. Remember the
We have a progressive income tax, Pearson. People at the very low end of the income tax scale pay very little to nothing. Mitt Romney pointed this out, pointing out that 47% of all the people in the United States who draw a paycheck don't pay any income taxes at all.
Yeah, but I'm saying no deductions at all. That includes Social Security and Medicare up until the age of 22. As a matter of fact, I would even say we could give them some extra funds if they want to go to college.
Yeah.
In addition to whatever aid they may get.
Well, that's, you know, in Denmark, they give you $1,000 a month to go to college. In Germany, it's around $400 a month. You know, there's about a dozen European countries, I believe, that pay young people to go to college. Well, they don't pay them to go to college. They provide a stipend for books and room and board. But, I'm not opposed to that. In fact, I've argued in favor of that. Pearson, thank you for the call. Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you thought it was cold in Portland this morning. At 5:30 this morning here, it was zero.
Whoa, that's really cold. And you're just a few hundred miles
really
north
cold.
Of us. Wow.
But when you were talking about George W. Bush and the weapons of mass destruction, what you failed to mention is that Rumsfeld, under his daddy, was the one that sold them to him.
Yep.
And then George W. sits Rumsfeld on him for having them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
There was no ifs, ands, or buts that they knew they had received them at some time. And wasn't that during when they were fighting Iran?
I'd have to remember back to exactly what was happening when. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure that's when they were fighting Iran, and there was some major casualties going on both sides.
Yeah. Who was the they who was fighting Iran?
Iraq.
Oh, Iraq. Oh, yeah, you're right. There was that. I don't recall what year that was, but both sides lost a million soldiers in that war, the Iran-Iraq war. I think that was the late 90s, wasn't it? That was like...
And I'm pretty sure that was the guys for giving them or selling them those weapons was to curb the losses for Iraq because we were on their side.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just don't remember exactly when that happened. I remember that it happened, but yeah, it's a good point, and I had totally spaced that one. That's a good one. Mark, thank you. Thank you very much for that. George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Before I get to my main point very quickly, you mentioned Murdoch and the damages he made to get in the voting machine case. There was a business story within the last few days that said that Murdoch's previously announced plans to merge and combine all his properties and companies has been put on hold, postponed. Obviously, he's worried about the size of the verdict, and he only wants News Corporation to
take the hit.
Absorb the damages. This is a way of protecting his other companies.
Yeah,
but time will tell. It took the street and his stockholders by complete surprise.
I recall reading about that in the Financial Times last Thursday or Friday?
Yeah.
So
what I wanted to talk about is one of the reasons I so highly value your show is that I get to listen to the wisdom of Kenyatta. And the reason for that is that all of us white folks need to listen carefully to black folks who explain the reality of life in this country for people of color as clearly and accurately as he does.
Yep.
And it just struck me as he was doing that this may seem like an obscure point, but our Navy currently has 11 major frontline aircraft carriers. Two of them are named after traitors, as you have noted, Reagan and Bush. And I can tell you that my father, who was a Navy veteran who served in combat in both the Atlantic and Pacific of World War II, despised Ronald Reagan because he didn't seek active duty overseas and hung out in California for the whole war.
Yeah. He had a deferral, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
But that was allegedly because of his bad vision. But Harry Truman, who had worse vision, before he went to France with his artillery battery, of which he was the captain, he had 12 pairs of glasses made and put into custom-made metal cases. And he always had several pairs on him and the rest with his gear so that he could continue to serve with proper vision.
Wow.
Reagan could have done that much more easily.
Yeah.
But very quickly, of all the aircraft carriers, the most recent one is named after Gerald Ford, who most of us consider to be a decent Republican, but he did pardon Nixon. George Washington, even though he was the admirable founder of our country, was a slave owner. Then we had the Carl Vinson, which was named after a 52-year congressman from Georgia, who was an ardent segregationist, signed the Southern Manifesto.
Is that the name of one of the aircraft carriers? You said the Carl Vinson?
Yes, yeah. and the USS John C. Stennis, named after, I believe, was a Mississippi senator who served about half a century.
I remember Stennis. He was a right-wing racist, too.
He also signed the Southern Segregation Manifesto. He backed the 1948 Strom Thurmond Dixiecrat ticket.
Mm-hmm.
He was against the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, and the Martin Luther King holiday. And as a prosecutor in the 30s in Down Home, he knowingly prosecuted a case, Mississippi versus Brown, where three black defendants were convicted, even though he had firsthand knowledge that they had been whipped, beaten, tortured, and hung by the police to get confessions. One thing that is interesting is that the replacement for the Carl Vinson, and this is a ray of hope, is being named after a Navy sailor from World War II, an African-American named Doris Miller, who was a hero of Pearl Harbor Day. He was a Navy messman on the West Virginia battleship, which was torpedoed by the Japanese. He bravely helped evacuate a number of his shipmates to get them out of harm's way. And then he took over an anti-aircraft machine gun whose crew had been wounded or killed. And he shot down, confirmed, two Japanese planes and perhaps as many as 4 to 6. And the replacement for the Carl Vinson will be the USS Doris Miller.
That's great.
So maybe the Navy is...
Step by step, we're getting there, right?
But it just struck me that we have thousands of brave African-American sailors and officers who serve on these ships named after racist, segregationist, slave owners. I wonder how it feels for them every day when they think about that.
Yeah, the people serving on those ships, particularly people of color. I totally get it, George. It's got to be troubling. George, thank you, and thanks for listening to WCPT. We'll be right back, 47 minutes past here.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the Water Cooler Awards.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours.
Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from mancrates.com. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he's going to totally love. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that one. And Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky like whiskey maple or root beer habanero. Whoa, that sounds good too. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code LOVE20, L-O-V-E-2-0, at mancrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's the code LOVE20, L-O-V-E-2-0, at mancrates.com. Mancrates.com. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Dave in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hi, yeah, that's right. Hot Springs Village, a place where right-wing wackos go to die.
Oh, no. Okay. A retirement community?
I was told that by the tennis pro.
I see.
Yeah. Anyway, the applicable colors are not black or white versus black. It's blue versus black.
Agreed.
And, that's due to the culture that we have for too long in police departments. I don't know how they come up with these sadistic people who want to carry guns and push people around, but that's exactly what happens. These people have to be mentally tested for that kind of thing, whether they're sadists or what they are.
I agree.
But they can't be those kind of people.
Yeah, they should be weeded out in the training programs. I mean, it's just...
That's right. That's right. Psychological testing, right?
Well, I think the number one thing right now is to empower essentially whistleblowers within police departments, because cops know who the bad cops are, right? It's always an open secret. They all know who likes to wail on people and who doesn't. And they're afraid to speak out. They're afraid to speak out because these bad cops might literally kill them. You know, it might be, oh, he was accidentally shot while he was trying to arrest that guy by me. You know, I mean, there's no shortage of movies that have been made over the year, you know, Serpico and all these kind of things, you know, about what happens when the bad cops turn on the good cops who turn them in. And I think probably the number one reform that could be done, I don't know how easily it would be, but the number one reform would be to empower whistleblowers within police departments. And of course, empower police departments to do something about the whistleblowers. You know, to act.
Well, it's going to be difficult. If it's going to be difficult to stop them from being killed, that's still going to be a problem, whether they're empowered or not. It seems to me. I could be wrong, but
yeah. No, I mean, some kind of a whistleblower law. You know, we have fairly weak versions of it for federal employees. But yeah, I'm with you, Dave. Thank you. Thank you for the call and thanks for your comments, Corky in Rochester, New York. Hey, Corky, what's on your mind today?
That guy just stole my thunder. Blue is the problem.
Okay, go for it.
The badge and the gun. The badge and the gun, all through history, has been corrupted.
Yeah.
You see it in all the old westerns, and you see it everywhere.
Yeah, the Sheriff of Nottingham.
This is a heyday for the white premises. Now they got something to complain about, you know. Well, you blame us, but now you got a five black cops beaten to death, just a youngster who has Crohn's disease or whatever it's called. They're comeuppance from people who were nobody when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And now you give them a badge and a gun and you send them into the community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what else could happen? You know, what other stupid thing can you do? You got to pay these guys. You're talking about a man who's walking up to a car unknown in the pitch black night. You know, you got to be crazy to take the job to begin with.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think that, you know, the idea of serving the public and serving your community is a big deal. But you're right. You know, people, although on the other hand, I think that fewer than 100 cops are killed every year, but cops kill over 1,000 Americans every year. That in and of itself tells you that, I mean, you know, you're more likely to be killed on the job if you are if you're a truck driver than if you're a cop. There's a number of professions that are more dangerous than being a cop.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the ad.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.